The bill would allow the use of deadly force, without the threat of civil liability, by citizens in their home against intruders who have given them reasonable threat of bodily harm. Senator Richard Stewart of Stafford is the bill's patron.
It eliminates the worry that you will be sued for defending yourself or your family. There is common law on this principle, and there's a body of it that's been gathered over the years, but what this bill does is it codifies that. And the reason you codify it is because it's a whole lot easier to convince a judge that you shouldn't be sued for this if you have that statute in the code, as opposed to pointing that judge to case law decisions over a period of time. In our judicial system, we can file lawsuits for a lot of things, but here's the reality of the situation. Most of the attorneys, the trial lawyers who take these cases, take these on what's called a contingent fee. They don't get paid unless they recover money for the individual that they're representing. If this statute is codified and it's very clearly a defense to that suit, there are very few lawyers who are going to take these cases on a contingent fee knowing they're not going to get paid. There is no reason in this world that anybody in this room should have to worry about being sued by someone for defending themselves or their children in their own home.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says the bill is not needed and does harm to the existing code.
It's time that we stop fooling the people of Virginia. This is not an immunity bill. It's not going to stop anybody from getting sued. All the elements in that bill are going to have to be litigated if there's litigation. The notion that there's an outbreak of lawsuits in this area, I thought was ridiculous, and I thought it was inappropriate for Senator Stewart to suggest that when he couldn't name one single lawsuit that's happened in Virginia because of this. And beyond all that, when you codify the common law, the way the court looks at it is that they throw out the rest of the common law. And this is more restrictive than the common law. In the common law, there's a defense of the curtilage. That is the area around the home that you have through the Castle Doctrine. With the bill that Senator Stewart put forward, he restricted that defense. And I think it was ill-advised and ill-timed.
The bill passed the Senate 23-17. It will likely once again pass in the House, who has overwhelmingly approved the bill in previous sessions. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.